Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Jennifer Fales, the Vice President of Global Licensing for IGT, on the 25th anniversary of the Wheel of Fortune and its culmination on the actual TV program. The GGB podcast is sponsored by IGT. Give your players what they came for with IGT's top-performing themes featuring the biggest jackpots. IGT's wide-area progressives draw a crowd on every casino floor. Visit IGT.com for more information. The Wheel of Fortune is probably the most iconic slot product ever made, and it certainly is the most successful. In the 25 years since it was introduced, IGT's Wheel of Fortune slots have awarded billions of dollars in jackpots. The game's 25th anniversary celebration culminated in the Big Money Week in early May on the TV program Wheel of Fortune, which boasts 25 million weekly viewers. During the week, hosts Pat Sajak and Vanna White highlighted several IGT Wheel of Fortune games as a centerpiece of each show. Jennifer Fales is IGT's Vice President of Global Licensing and a former 40 Under 40 honoree at Global Gaming Business Magazine, and she explains the allure of the game and why it will continue to be one of the top casino games for years to come. She spoke with me at the IGT headquarters in Las Vegas in May. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. This week, IGT and Sony Pictures is just wrapping up a year-long 25th anniversary of the most important and recognized slot product of all time, the Wheel of Fortune slots. This milestone was celebrated with an air integration on the TV show Wheel of Fortune called Big Money Week. And we're sitting here with Jennifer Fales, the IGT Vice President of Global Licensing, to talk about what happened and how during the campaign and why it was such a great success. Jennifer, thanks for joining us. It's great to see you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's an exciting time for IGT. This was a big year. I remember the launch at G2E, and here we are right toward the end of it. So let's talk about you for a minute, though. You've been with IGT for quite some time. How did you evolve into this role, overseeing this great celebration?
Yeah, so I've been with IGT for 10 years, almost 10 years, and I've gotten to touch WAF in a variety of different capacities. I was actually on the marketing side of the business when we celebrated our 20th anniversary, and then moved over into the licensing world and have now gotten to work with our marketing teams, product teams, and now we're celebrating our 25th anniversary.
Great, and you've done this all under 40, because you were one of our 40 under 40 a few years ago. It's great to see that we've chosen correctly here.
You've
made quite an impact in the business. So let's talk about the campaign then. We've covered this several times down through this year, and it began, as I said, at G2E. So walk me through how it was set up and how it has worked for you guys.
Yes, actually, you have to go back to 2019. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of an interesting story. As with many other things, COVID turned everything on its head. So we had a plan, very well baked, very developed. We had vetted through Sony. Everybody was sort of on board and excited, and that was at the end of 2019, and then COVID hit, and of course, everything changed, and the plan that we had put in place, and we had buy-in across all of the different groups, that plan had to be completely changed because it just wasn't feasible in a post-COVID world. So I think our teams did a phenomenal job of pivoting, coming up with a whole new campaign, and we really focused on a 25-week celebration. Mm-hmm. So our Wheel of Fortune license covers all of our channels, gaming, digital betting, lottery. And so, we really worked, we tried to work across all of the groups, and we came up with this 25 weeks of WAF. So there was social presence, digital presence, out-of-home advertising, print advertising. We ran contests. We partnered with operators. We had a splash at G2E, at NYGA, with the Golden Knights, with the Silver Knights. We wrapped our roadshow trailer. So really, every touch point as much as possible is 25 years of Wheel of Fortune for the last 12 months.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because it is the most popular slot theme of all time. I know that it's earned the most money of any slot machine of all time. So that's good for both you and the operators, I'm sure. So. Nonstop thrills meet massive jackpots. IGT's wide area progressives draw a crowd on every floor with the well-known brands like Wheel of Fortune slots and Megabucks. IGT's newest game, Money Mania, is based off player favorites Cleopatra and Pharaoh's Fortune. Money Mania brings the excitement with a fast-hitting wide-area progressive jackpot. Give your players what they came for with the top-performing themes featuring the biggest jackpots. Visit IGT.com for more details. So it's ending with kind of a splash here.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us how that came about. We've always seen Vanna White at the trade shows, and she's always been so personable.
Mm-hmm.
So, and obviously, Pat's very involved in this too. So how did you get that to happen?
So as we created our new plan, we were really focused on operators and players and employees. And, you know, as we had started to have discussions with Sony and present our ideas, you know, it quickly evolved into a collaboration of, you know, how do we reach beyond those three audiences and really touch the masses? And, of course, the best vehicle for that is
sure.
the show. So through our collaboration with Sony and just iterative discussions, we came up with this idea of, you know, Big Money Week. And we were able to partner with MGM and with Carnival Cruise Lines. And we have this whole 5 days of shows airing that really celebrate the 25 years of Wheel of Fortune. So you'll see 12 of our games on set. You'll see logos and graphics. There's a 15-second brand spot. So it's just been a really exciting collaboration to really allow this celebration to end in really the biggest way possible by using the show vehicle
sure.
to make everybody aware of what, you know, of what we're celebrating.
Sure. Well, obviously, it's such a great theme with, you know, very easy to understand, and it translates so much to a slot machine. Have you ever seen it, how it has impacted the show going the other way? I mean, obviously, it impacts your business with the slots, but did the popularity of the slots kind of make the show a little bigger? Or?
I mean, I think it does. I think it always helps. I mean, any touch point where the brand is in front of the consumer and knowing the quantity of machines that we have spread out over the United States and, you know, knowing that we're celebrating a jackpot hit. We've made 1,100 millionaires. I think all of that, you know, the breadth of the product offering, crossing all channels, this jackpot legacy, I think of course it does.
Sure.
It ties back.
Sure. Now, Sony Pictures is a pretty big company,
yes.
and even Wheel of Fortune is still a big part of their
mm-hmm.
business as well. But
mm-hmm.
how invested were they in this collaboration here?
They've been very invested. I mean, 25 years, right?
Right.
So definitely in the celebration, but also just as partners in everything that we do and the products we bring to market, you know, the marketing campaigns, it's really been a phenomenal partnership. Vanna has, you know,
sure.
been part of it as well. We've been able to capture some custom video and photography. We've had her at G2E, and she's just a delight to work with. So I think you know, all around, everybody is very heavily invested.
Sure, sure. So you had them at the trade shows, and you know, I've met her a couple of times,
mm-hmm.
and she's very friendly, and
yes.
It's not like let's get this over with. You know,
exactly.
She's really definitely interested in meeting everybody that
mm-hmm.
that comes up there. So she must be a really important keystone of this program.
Yeah. Having her at G2E was definitely a big objective. We had her at G2E for the 20th and, you know, presented a key to the city. She unveiled one of our new cabinets, the Mega Tower. And, you know, what bigger way to celebrate than have her at G2E? Mm-hmm. We were releasing or kind of debuting a new tournament product. So she hosted a celebrity tournament. Like I said, we've done some custom photo shoots with her video. And when we came out with our first Wheel of Fortune 4D game, it was featuring Vanna White. And it's probably one of our best performing 4D games. And so, you know, the players love to see her. And she is just such a delight to work with that. You're right. It's different than other celebrities might be. And
right.
I think she really enjoys it.
Sure, sure. So, you know, I think this is different probably for every game, but what makes it so popular? Why do players relate so well to this game?
I think first and foremost, it's the jackpot, and it's chasing the wheel spin mm-hmm. to hit a jackpot. You know, we've made over 1,100 millionaires. We've given away over $3.4 billion in jackpots,
mm-hmm.
and I think people enjoy chasing that jackpot. But, you know, beyond that, I think even for more of a casual player, it's all of those iconic elements to the show. It's the tick of the wheel. It's the chant wheel
right.
of fortune. It's seeing Vanna. I mean,
mm-hmm.
all of these iconic you know, iconic elements that make this the true, original, authentic wheel game, I think, you know, draws players and non-players alike. I mean, I can't tell you how many of my friends say, like, we don't play, but we'll put $20 in Wheel of Fortune.
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
Right. Exactly. Well, it is such an iconic game. People really enjoy it. So, what the operators, they have to have this on their floor. I mean, basically, I mean, it seems like every casino I go into, I can find a Wheel of Fortune game.
Yes, I think players demand it. Players want to see it, and you know, they expect to see their favorite games. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
How about when you come out with the new games? I mean, there's you've had a lot of different varieties of Wheel of Fortune games. Are some of them more successful than others?
Yeah, I think you're always going to see some be more successful than others. Some of it ties to hardware. Some of it's just the game itself. But, you know, for the most part, if you look at Eilers reporting or anything else, you know, our Wheel of Fortune games are pretty successful.
They
with
are.
25 years of experience, we know what the players want and what they expect.
Yeah.
And we have fantastic studio teams delivering on the products across all of our channels.
Great. Well, as someone who's doing research into online gaming, I see Wheel of Fortune on the online sites as well. How has that been working for you?
So Wheel of Fortune, it really crosses and touches all players, you know, lottery, online gaming. We have a fantastic and very successful omni-channel product in Canada, Wheel of Fortune Powerbucks. So we're converging the jackpots. I think that, you know, it's just a brand that is just synonymous and integral with gaming. And no matter what channel you're in, you know, players expect to see certain games. And we've had great success with, you know, Wheel of Fortune online, particularly as the U.S. market has evolved and developed.
Sure. How does the jackpot build up? I mean, in those different areas. I mean, online, is it just in that one casino that you're involved in, or is it across all online casinos, of course, in legal jurisdictions?
Yeah, so most of our Wheel of Fortune product is a wide area progressive, so linked beyond just the physical product in the casino. Mm-hmm. We do have some games that are just linked within, but most are linked more broadly. And that's what really allows this, you know, this liquidity pool to build, the jackpot to hit more frequently and to allow us to make these such winning jackpot games.
Right. So in an individual state, would that just be linked in the state, say in Atlantic City? Would it just be in Atlantic City, or would that go over maybe to Delaware too? Or?
Yeah, I think a lot of it depends on the jurisdiction. You're a little outside my area of expertise, but there's some tribal links or commercial links. But yes, I mean, you are crossing it and pooling many more games than just what is in an individual casino.
Great. So again, we've seen so many different varieties of these games. You know, I remember the one that you had looked like the actual wheel.
And Super Spin.
The community,
Super
Spin. right, and then now you have the huge cabinet, you know, one which is you can see that from across the casino. So what's new for Wheel of Fortune? What's going to come out?
So we showed a tournament product at G2E that is going to start to come into the market. And I think this is exciting because tournaments have always been an important part of Wheel of Fortune. Our tournament kind of software and hardware had been older. And so I think it's really exciting that these games can be in tournament mode. They can also be in wager mode. And I think it's something that operators have been asking for. So I think that's a very interesting product. And then we also announced at the end of last year a new, speaking of omnichannel, converged jackpot product that we'll be releasing in New Jersey later this year. So we'll be able to link online Wheel of Fortune games to land-based Wheel of Fortune games. So it'll be, I think, the first time in the U.S.
Yeah.
And so that'll launch in New Jersey. And then, you know, we have some other surprises up our sleeve that, you know, everybody will get to see.
Wait to G2E to see that, right?
Exactly.
How about internationally? Does this game perform internationally as well? I'm not sure if it's on, the European television stations or...
I mean, we do have Wheel of Fortune product in other countries. I think the main impact, at least for our businesses in the U.S. and Canada, but, you know, it is a worldwide brand.
Sure.
It has been syndicated, you know, around the globe. So it definitely has a global presence as well.
Great. Well, Jennifer, it's an exciting time for you to be wrapping this up. And congratulations on pulling it off, especially with the challenges that COVID brought. But it seems like
you
did it. So I'm pleased that we got to sit down and talk to you about it. And then hopefully we'll catch up again soon.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast with thanks again to IGT. Give your players what they came for with IGT's top-performing themes featuring the biggest jackpots. Visit IGT.com for more information. To learn more about the Wheel of Fortune games and all other slots, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.